Today, we are broadcasting from Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us tonight.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So, Rowan, I have been thinking a lot about a certain issue that I have that affects my self-esteem.
All right. Yeah.
And the issue is this.
What is it?
I feel that no one has ever had a crush on me.
That would be the world's biggest lie.
Let me explain.
Heaps of dudes.
No. Let me explain.
Crush on the Chatfield.
No. Let me explain. There have been people who have wanted to date me, had feelings for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's not a crush. There have been people who have wanted to go home with me.
Yep.
And I want to go home with them. That isn't a crush.
Okay, yeah.
I'm saying having a long form, I see this person at work, whenever she's I guess to me, on set or whatever, I have a crush on her. I have a little thing for her.
Yeah.
Not that they act upon it, just they have a little admiring crush. And I was talking to someone about this and my friend said, the issue is crushes are born out of mystery because you can romanticize what the person is actually like. If you know everything about someone and you know what their personality is, what they like, what they don't like, how they would respond to situations, then you don't have that space for romanticizing.
That is a great description.
Right?
You've broken it down well. Yep.
So,
you have. Yep.
So that's why no one's ever had a crush on you because you're very out there. And you're not mysterious.
I actually know of one girl at least that has had a crush on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I do as well.
There's two then.
Yeah,
sweet.
There's two.
Unbelievable.
But also, before anyone DMs you saying, I have a crush on you.
No, you don't.
Being a fan of me isn't having a crush on me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but there's different emotions. Being a fan of me is not the same.
Okay.
Being a fan and having sexual feelings towards me isn't. A crush is a little innocent tension that exists that floats in the air. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. I've been thinking, I think I need to be more mysterious.
Right.
And I think that I need to practice this because obviously I can't be mysterious in my work because I have to have my entire life out there. I do talk a lot on air, on podcasts, on TV, on my Instagram stories.
Yep.
But I'm thinking because now I'm kind of done with my big bit of work, I'm going back to parties and stuff. I'll be at parties.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't want anything to come of this. I just want people to have a crush on me.
Oh, right.
Right?
So you want to be more desirable.
More desirable and more crush-worthy. I want to be the crush.
Crush queen.
The crusher.
You want to get crushed. Sorry.
I want to get crushed. And I want people to think ooh, who is that girl? So I reckon we do a practice.
Oh, okay. So you want me to, do you want me to get some
Should I do what I normally do first and then we'll assess it? And then we'll see if I should go more mysterious?
Yeah, we can do.
Let's do that.
Hang on, let me just what do you want? You want me to
get some background music of some sort? Be jazzy.
Oh, you want some ambiance type?
Some ambiance, so everyone feels like they're okay. So everyone, picture this: we're at a party on a rooftop somewhere. I know 4 people there out of 20.
Yeah,
right, here we go.
Okay, I'm
doing normal what I normally would do.
Okay, so I'm hey, how are you?
Oh my god, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Abby.
I'm Rowan. What's up?
Oh
you
my
good?
God. Yeah,
you having fun?
Yeah, having a great time. Are you?
Yeah, it's great rooftop, awesome vibes.
So fun.
Fun people here too. Have you met anyone fun?
Yeah, totally. Libby over there has a really cute, has a great greyhound. He's just so cute. Oh, so what do you do for work?
I'm on the radio.
Oh my god, I'm on the radio.
Oh my god.
What
I
network?
Think I'm on the Hit Network.
I've never seen you at work.
Oh my god.
Okay, so that's how I normally would go.
Oh, I see.
Okay, it's very friend vibes.
I see. Okay, right. So
and
you
want know to
be
what?
More serious.
It's
right.
Despite how hot I am, people still have a crush on me. So I've got to have an addition.
You're talking, it probably sounds like it's your fault that there's no crush.
It is. So that's why I've got to work on it. So now you're mysterious.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. All right. Okay, so I will approach. Hey, how are you?
Oh, hey.
I'm Rowan.
Oh, hi. I'm Abby.
Hello, Abby.
Good to meet you.
Good, great. Having fun?
I'm having a good time, yeah.
Do you want a drink? I'm might get another drink.
Oh, I mean, I'm okay. I'm not going to drink today. But like, thank you so much. That's so nice.
Do you know anyone here?
Yeah, like I know Libby with the Greyhound.
Do you? Because it feels like you're a bit awkward, and it feels like you've just crashed the party.
No. What do you mean awkward? That's quite rude.
It feels like you, I don't know, you're a bit standoffish, and quite frankly, I think you're a bit of a bitch.
So you wouldn't say mysterious?
No, I think.
Give me
pointers. We might do that again, because it just, you kind of looked at me like, who do you think you are?
Oh, was it? I don't know what to do.
I reckon polite, but just.
Huh?
No, okay.
Okay, go again.
We'll do it again?
One more time.
Okay. Going for mysterious vibe. Oh, wow, it's a great party. Oh, hey, how are you? I'm Rowan. What's up?
Hey, I'm Abby.
What's going on? Hey, who do you know you?
Not much. I know Libby, and I also know Josh.
Yeah.
Who do you know?
Josh is actually my best friend from karate class in grade 2.
Oh, cool. How was karate class?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I win because you... I would say first pointer.
How was karate class? Because the issue is I'm usually a good conversationalist, but I'm focusing too hard on being mysterious. I think we should get...
One more?
What's my issue?
I think you need to be prepared for there to be space. I don't think you're letting any room.
Yeah, because I always panic that I have to be the one to make the conversation.
I think you could just look at me.
Okay.
Don't stare, because that's okay. That's a bit weird.
Okay.
But I think because then you went, so how do you know them? Don't ask me that, because that's how you found out Josh was from karate class. And then I know you. You would go, karate class? I know you.
Oh my God, show me.
I would be, yeah. You'd be like, kick me in the head. Yeah. Like, I know how you would go.
No, I try and kick them. I do a high kick.
I know karate. You kick him in the knee. All right. Oh. Be a sec, George. Just get out of here, mate. No. Oh, hey. How are you? What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I don't think I saw it. Have you been there the whole time?
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah. I'm having fun.
You're having fun? Are you?
Yeah, are you?
What are you laughing at?
Sorry, I'm just nervous.
No, that's okay. I've been here nervous. Like, what are you sorry for? I'm just not covering your face with your hands.
I'm just scared.
Scared? Do I scare you?
Maybe.
Do I make you nervous?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just a little bit nervous.
Oh, sorry, I was still in it. Okay. why? Do you not know anyone here?
No, I know Libby with the Greyhound. And I know...
Okay, now we're back to the start again.
Oh, I think we should. I really think we should get some tips from our listeners, and then we should check in again next week. Because I think.
I think the first problem we have was, I think you were so entertained.
What do you mean?
I think this was entertaining. I think the whole gag was, I need to be more mysterious, and you're just chucking out different, like, I don't know, feelings, and because it's uncomfortable, you're laughing.
You know what? You go.
Okay,
I'll go. Hey, I'm Abby.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
How you going?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah, good.
Having fun?
Have you got the drinks? Sorry, that was rude. I'm just thirsty.
Okay, you're being a bit of an asshole. Who are you? Who invited you?
I know Josh. We used to do karate, and I'll kick you in the face if you...
Oh, get a grip, mate. Hot Nights Podcast. Hey, I'm Abby. Miss Mysterious. What do you mean? Miss Mysterious. I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time, yeah. Mysterious. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm having a great time. Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah, I am. I just hope people get crushes on me after... I'm mysterious.
More mysteriousness.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Okay, we moved off that. Now we're talking about the crushes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to be more mysterious. Sorry. I thought you were saying anything more mysterious because I admitted what I was trying to do, but that actually wasn't mysterious. Everyone, basically, I want people to have crushes on me. And also, I was thinking about it. And as we get more and more people in studio for interviews that I may want to have crushes on me.
Yeah.
I want to be prepared for them to have a crush on me. I want to be mysterious when they meet me.
Here's a problem if we have people in the studio you're interviewing.
Mm. I'm too hot.
Well, too hot's one. But the second thing is you're interviewing them, so you can't be mysterious. You can't not ask them questions.
No, I can do long pauses and I cannot interrupt them.
Oh, it's a cadence thing.
Yeah.
Well done. Wow, that was kind of horny. Well done.
I tried it with Puth yesterday, but Puth. I don't know if it worked.
Wow. Stand by.
Anyway. Well, it happened yesterday.
I know.
Just, stand by for what?
Just in case anything happens. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, true.
Don't try to catch me.
Anyway, we've got a new script.
Yeah, and we haven't been able to read it yet because we've been told not to.
Not to. All right.
Producer Max is here as well. Hello, Max.
Hello.
So you're... What's happening?
Well, I've written another script. I've taken a little bit of inspiration on this one to make it a little bit more, you know, have a little bit more oomph to it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, like I thought like soap opera-y and I thought, you know, where can I take this script? So this one's definitely going to take a turn halfway through.
Ooh.
But to me, the turn is very mysterious.
One second, my boob's out for this.
No problem.
G'day. So... NIDA? You went to NIDA?
No, I went to VCA, Victorian College of the Arts.
Which also, is essentially NIDA.
Also very good.
Yeah. NIDA or WAPA?
Or and WAPA. VCA. Did you not think to go to WAPA, maybe?
I didn't get in.
Okay.
They said no.
That insecure laugh.
What about NIDA?
They also said no.
But now you're here, baby.
And after this script, I'm expecting phone calls.
Phone calls from WAPA.
All right, so I'm turning the script over now.
Fantastic.
All right.
Oh, okay, right. So I am... All right, cool.
Should we begin?
It's a cold, rainy Saturday afternoon. Miss Mysterious walks into a car dealership.
Good afternoon, madame. Welcome to the car universe, where we have the best cars in the whole universe.
Oh, what an interesting welcome.
Ah, just a bit of fun, love. Do you have your eye on anything in particular?
Miss Mysterious pauses.
We've got some great pre-owned cars here that are ready to drive away today.
Oh, today?
Yes, you can drive out of here today. We can get, you know, your payment or your finance sorted.
Wow, what a unique service.
Yeah. Unique. I'm not sure if you've bought a car before, but that's a service a good dealership, you know, like Car Universe can do for you.
Do you like cars?
Oh, I love cars, especially the ones we have here at Car Universe. Let me show you this model we have here. You know, low kilometres, only a few years old, great horn, and very zippy.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. You like the sound of this one? Great. Well, you know, jump behind the driver's seat and, you know, you can honk it, you know, see what you feel.
No, I don't think it'll work for me.
Oh, okay. What isn't working? I might have something that's closer to what you're looking for.
Miss Mysterious pauses. As Miss Mysterious pauses, a voice yells out from across the dealership.
Help! This man's having a heart attack! Does anyone know CPR?
Yes, I know CPR.
Miss Mysterious jumps out of the car and races to the man having a heart attack. Miss Mysterious calmly says,
call an ambulance.
Miss Mysterious confirms he is having a heart attack and performs CPR while chanting,
ah, ah, ah. Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive.
The ambulance arrives. They thank Miss Mysterious for performing CPR and saving the man's life.
Wow! You literally saved that person's life. That was incredible. Please, as a gesture of our appreciation, pick any car here. You can have it at cost and drive away today.
Oh, I don't drive.
You don't? Aren't you here to buy a car?
No, I'm not.
Miss Mysterious walks away. A bystander approaches the car salesperson and says, who was that lady who saved that guy's life?
I have no clue. But I do know one thing. She was bloody mysterious.
Guys, end scene. It felt good. You know what felt good about it was that I didn't feel like I was being rude. I was just being mysterious. I think that, first of all, Max... The drama in that, that was beautiful. The fact that Miss Mysterious saved someone's life. Yeah. That she was wandering around a car dealership.
Didn't give a name, left.
How does she know CPR?
And was she there by chance, or did she have a feeling someone would need her skills?
Wish you'd told me it was a car dealership because I got so many horn sound effects.
Guys, I like this. I think maybe we should start freestyling.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Miss Mysterious.
Good to meet you.
Miss Mysterious.
I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time, yeah.
Mysterious.
Rowan, on my Miss Mysterious journey, I have an update for you. And it isn't a good one.
Okay.
I've had a lack of mystery recently, and I have a witness to my lack of mystery, and that person is Tommy Little. Hi, Tommy.
G'day, gang. It is so nice to be here. Abs, I'm glad to hear this is about you, because I assumed it was about something that happened on the project, and I thought it was going to be about you fingering most of the panel last night.
Sorry.
I should rephrase. Mm. I thought it was going to be about me asking to sniff your fingers, which sounds just as bad. Mm-hmm. And then after you hesitated, you then allowed me to, but then shoved them in the face of everyone at
yes,
the desk.
Yes, because you were my first. You were my first finger sniff.
I did think it was a little rough.
Yeah, it was a little bit rough. We got there in the end, and Hamish and Rachel really benefited from
where?
Your endeavours.
What?
So
Hamish didn't even know what was happening.
Had no idea. He was like, oh, yeah, kindness was like celery. Yeah.
Should we tell people why?
Yeah.
Should we just leave? Because I'm happy to leave it.
We can leave some mystery, maybe, because I'm mysterious.
And leave people just picturing on your first appearance on the project, you fingered all three other co-hosts.
Day one. No, but okay. Yeah. So I've had a bit of trouble recently where I've had this revelation where I don't think anyone's ever had a crush on me because I have no mystery about me.
Well, I reckon that is absolute horseshit, but go on.
No.
That's what I said, Tommy. That's exactly what I said.
No, because people have obviously like had lust for me, we've decided, and have been fans and have thought they wanted to sleep with me, but they haven't had an ongoing crush.
Then I'm misunderstanding what a crush is. And also, can't you be happy with that?
No,
what
because
do you need? Everything?
I want suspense and I want mystery. I want someone to be like, ooh, I want more from her, you know?
If people are listening to this, I just want you to root me. So,
there you go.
Okay, great.
I don't mean you, Abby. I just mean anyone in general. I don't need anything more than that. Just if you lust after me, I'm so happy.
See, I want the nervousness and the chase. And I feel like I'm meant to be practicing being mysterious in everyday life, right? And I feel like last night when I met you for the first time, because we actually haven't met in person, despite your very vague, weird comments on the project 2019 when you made out like we'd slept together. But moving on.
No, I did not.
You did. I got calls from people having a go at me for it.
No, that's because someone reported it.
Someone reported it. It was bullshit.
I absolutely.
You didn't answer the question. It was fine. I lost some friends. It was all good.
Did you really?
No. I got calls from publicity being like, "What?" I was like, I didn't do anything.
Jealous.
Anyway,
jealous.
Anyway, jealousy is a disease.
Jeez, this has got more heat in it than it was planned.
Not mysterious, see?
Who would have thought
not mysterious.
When we started with fingering, it's actually got more spicy now.
It's on brand, baby.
I've said fingering too many times in a row, haven't I?
Way too many finger chats. Okay, so last night we met for the first time. Obviously, super happy to see you, blah, 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 blah. And then I wanted to try and practice out being mysterious on new people, practice it out. But I actually just panicked and ended up like going to grab your tit and then poking you in the tit instead.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I remember it. I mean, the only problem I had with it was that you came across like overly sleazy, but then frigid. And so, I mean, if your aim is to really confuse a man, you definitely did that.
That's mysterious.
Well, do you think that's mysterious? And do you think that interaction was mysterious?
I'm trying to think what I now know from you after us working together for the night.
Mm.
I know. So I know how your fingers smell.
Together for the night. Sorry.
There was also, you told me that you chew your cheek.
Yep.
I
told you a lot, didn't I?
Yes. There was another nervous twitch. Chew cheek and something with your eye.
It was sniff fingers and chew. What's happened with my eye?
Sniff, sorry. I didn't, nothing.
Oh, did you notice something?
No, there was nothing with your eye.
Please tell us. What's your eye?
No. There was honestly nothing. I just remember there was two, but I forgot it was sniff fingers.
It was sniff fingers and chew cheek.
Yes.
And then I went to grab your tit, and then I panicked that I thought it was a bit forthright to grab a bosom, to grab a man's bosom that I met 4 seconds ago in a professional setting. Then I poked instead, and then you kind of called me out, and you were like, "Why didn't you just grab it?" or something like that.
To be honest, the first words you said to me were, I said, "Hey, Abby, so excited to have you here." And you said, "I forgot to bring a bra."
And yes.
And then I said, trying to keep up. I was like, so did I.
Yeah.
And that's then when the tit grabbing happened. So
yes.
I think it was fine.
I think it was fine. But what do you think I should do to be more mysterious next time? Or do you think I should just go for the grab? Or should I perhaps not say the word tit at all? Like, what? Do you have any tips on being more mysterious?
The first thing you did was you gave me information. So the first thing you said to me was, I forgot to wear a bra. And what you should say is, "Hi, maybe I am wearing a bra, maybe I'm not."
Oh, wow, that's mysterious.
Mystery.
Very mysterious.
Mystery. If on the panel tonight you see a hard nipple, oh, no, then that's saying I don't have a bra on. That's giving too much information, isn't it?
You see the battle we have here, Tommy? You see the problem we have?
I'm trying so hard to be mysterious.
Or maybe you were a practice run,
and I didn't do very well.
Practice run with Tommy Little.
I think you did okay, but maybe just go even further, because maybe you know how you have to overcorrect sometimes to then find out the happy spot. So maybe when someone like me comes up and says, "Hi, my name's Tommy," you go, "Oh, yeah, good. And wouldn't you like to know my name?" And then make sure in your pocket at all times you've got smoke bombs, and you just drop them and disappear.
Yeah, right.
Okay, sounds good. All right, so we need to get some smoke bombs.
Yep.
Yes. And I also need to just be kind of rude, but I'm sure that I will find it. I'll find a correction in the middle. I'll find it, because I will be very nervous at being rude.
Yes.
I've got faith in you, whatever your name is.
Oh.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Miss Mysterious.
Good to meet you.
Miss Mysterious.
I mean, yeah, like I'm having a good time, yeah.
Mysterious.
Oh, hey.
Oh, sorry, didn't know the mics were on.
Oh, sorry.
So mysterious.
I've just got so many people messaging me, or do I?
So you had a good weekend. You had a lot of fun, partied, but while you were out, you were being, quote unquote, mysterious. Were you forcing the mysterious, or was it just coming to you? Were you letting it become you, or did you, you know, what did you do? How was the mysterious received?
Well, you know how Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
What have you got?
Miss Mysterious.
Oh, right, of course.
So
my apologies.
It's not that I change as a person. It's more that I unlocked a part of me that was always there.
Activated. You activated.
I was activated. And here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, had to cough.
Or did you? Or was that me?
Or did I? Who knows which one it was, because we're both so mysterious.
Yeah, that was Abby coughing. Miss Mysterious is talking.
Sorry. So I went out to a bar and I thought, perfect chance to see how these people flock when I'm mysterious. And I was sitting in the corner, you know, with my friends.
Yeah.
Ignoring everyone.
Even your friends?
Well, we were talking.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're mysterious, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And multiple groups of men came up to me.
Did they?
One of them, I did what I think we've spoken about, or if I made it up in my head, I'm not sure. Doesn't really matter.
Who cares?
But I was sitting talking to my friend, and I saw one that was reasonably attractive. I'm going to go with a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
And I kind of put my eyes, I darted my eyes to him, looked up and down, and then turned my whole face away.
You did it up and down?
As a test. Because I was like, I don't actually want to get with you, but I do want to see, because I was thinking, oh, radio content.
Welcome to the game, baby.
I was like, who cares if these men are boring? I'll get some content out of it.
Yep.
So they were quite boring. Was never going to get with any of them.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm just going to do a look and see what happens.
How was the look
following
received?
Me around like a puppy all night long?
Because just
one look.
Because you just looked at him.
After when he told me about his day, I went, I don't care.
So he did start talking to you.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I actually don't care.
And he was like, that Abby Chatfield. Did he know you? Did he know?
I think he did, yeah. And there was another guy. I was obviously mysterious all night. It was an aura that I had on.
Yeah, you did.
And there was another guy that came up to me, and he was nice. He was like, hey, like, my friend's just gotten out of like 2.5-year-long relationship. We just moved here from the UK.
Okay,
so they
right.
didn't know who I was, right?
Oh, cool.
And he was like, he's over there, and like, I haven't heard him. He's been really depressed, and I haven't heard him say that a bird is fit. Until tonight. And he said that you're fit. So, like, would you be wanting to talk to him? And I said, no, but.
Maybe.
But the first bird to be fit, that can't be a coincidence.
Because you were being mysterious.
Because I was being sitting in a corner, looking around on my phone a lot, messaging others who were just like moth to a flame.
You were said flame.
But so, yeah, I had a pretty big night, some would say.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I had, I think, 3 margaritas. I know. Huge night. So, and also because damn. I was like, honestly, I've got my mysterious validation. I've got my radio content. Time to go home.
Perfect.
I've gone out for this reason. So I thought would rather be with Walter, my dog. He has much more interesting things to say than these people at the bar. So I went home. So I had a huge night on Saturday night. Went to bed, I think, at 1:30.
Oh, that actually, be fair, that is late for you.
For me, that is very late. Out of control. I'm very tired all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm very cranky. I'm very mysterious. And it's hard to keep that up, you know? Like when you're being so mysterious that people want to talk to you, they just want to take because they want to know more. And it's hard. Sorry, I'm talking too much.
Now you're describing what it is. When you start describing the situation, that's not mysterious because now I know all about it. Well, look, good for you.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. I best not talk then.
No, you go.
I mean, 3 margaritas, that's like a big night for you now, isn't it?
It's a big night for me now because I'm very busy, I'm very tired, and I have a dog, and all I care about is my dog. I'm like, would rather be at home giving him lots of kisses.
Yep.
And I think about how he must be thinking, where's mummy?
Where's mummy?
Where will she go? I can hear Hosh down the road at the pub. She think it's funny to be mean to people. Not mean. Aloof.
Aloof.
I can hear Miss Mysterious playing.
Miss Mysterious.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have